Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. On the line with us, of course, we have the Grizz, who I'd rather be there, or he'd rather be here, but in La Paz, Baja California, sir. Grizz, thanks for joining us. And
Grizz, you're welcome, John.
Now, be nice, Grizz. We have Amy on the line from Channel Island Sport Fishing.
Oh, Amy, how are you, sweetheart?
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, well, guess what? She's not there yet, but she will be momentarily.
So, why do you lie to me, John, and tell me those great things?
Well, okay, now you can go, Grizz. Why don't you...
Amy, are you there?
Oh, he's got...
No, she's not, John.
Well, she's taking somebody's money. Anyway, Grizz, she'll be right with us. But I understand the weather in Baja has been a little rough, but things are looking good right now. And I would like to mention, Grizz, I hope you're going to be at East Cape with us at the beginning of November. And I know that you got a busy schedule. But I know the weather then is going to be incredible. And I think we're sold out. But if somebody wants to give me a call right away, because we got a lot of people say they're going, but until I get a deposit check, you know, you still got a shot. And
that's right. People talk big, but you got to have money.
Right. And that will be...
That's the proof. I think I'll probably get down there, John. I want to go down. I haven't been able to spend much time in East Cape this year, even though it's been the best fishing ever there. But they've had me with this new show running all over the place.
Well,
I can't complain because I've been catching fish all over the place.
Chucky's not around, so let's talk just about the East Cape just for a second. As you has said, that this year in all of Baja has been an incredible year, and East Cape seems to be the focal point.
Yeah, exactly right. It's like the nucleus of the whole thing.
Okay.
You know, the great thing about East Cape is it's right in the middle. So the fish going up, they pass going up, and they pass going down. So you've always got fish here. And it has been tremendous in East Cape this year. I mean,
Grizz,
the best I've ever heard.
Grizz, okay, now's your chance. Would you like to introduce yourself to Amy and maybe bring her on the show?
Yes, I would love to talk to Amy. We have with us right now one of the most beautiful girls in the fishing world, Amy. And she's going to tell us all about fishing in her area. Amy, come on, tell us, baby, what's happening?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
it's doing fantastic.
That was pretty nice, wasn't it, Amy?
That was fantastic. Best introduction to date.
Yeah, okay. Well, Amy.
Well, tell us what's happening, girl.
Okay.
Just a lot of fish and a lot of rockfish. Still getting boats out. Got hoop nets going on the weekend.
Well, that was one of the things that just came to my mind is it's opening now of lobster season on the West Coast. Are there any lobsters coming in?
Yeah. I have seen a bunch coming in on private boats and even our boat, too. I know they're getting a lot of crab and a lot of rockfish, too. They're fishing. They drop the crabs, the hoops, and then fish. Best
okay.
of both worlds.
Well, we understand the water is very warm in Baja, but up and along the California, South Central California coast and the Channel Islands area that you operate out of, what's the water looking like?
Right now it's pretty turned up. It's I think it's probably in the
low 60s.
Yeah, low 60s is my mm-hmm. guess. It's really, we got the Santa Ana's blowing right now, so it's definitely...
Man, that's cold for me.
It's cold for me, too.
Low 60s, I can't even imagine fishing in water like that, except maybe up in Mag Bay.
Well, you'd have to wear clothes, Grizz, that's for sure.
Right.
But, you know, something that I was wondering about, did we ever see any albacore this year, Amy?
Not here in the Channel Islands we didn't, mm-hmm. not to my knowledge.
Right, yeah, it looks like, because they do kind of travel up and down, but they tend to kind of go way off the coast. But you've had a great year for a lot of different things. White sea bass, of course, have been phenomenal.
Yeah, it has been.
And then we still have got plenty of rock fishing left until, what is it, December 1st?
December 31st.
31st.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, December 31st, right, that we can go out after those. So if anybody is... you know, interested in visiting California and Santa Barbara, Ventura, and counties in that area, you have to stop by Channel Island Sport Fishing because they've got gosh, I don't know, a whole fleet of boats, and, you know, anywhere from a six-pack up to, like, 40, 50 passenger, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We have all different kind of trips, a little something for everyone, for, you know, experienced anglers, beginners, family, everyone.
Mm-hmm. You know what's nice about that also is that if you want to just get on the boat and you never even had a fishing rod in your hand before, no problem. They can fix you up. And, you know, depending on the boat, you might have a pretty nice lunch waiting for you when you get on, or breakfast.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have any equipment, they can take care of you. And, of course, if you stop in and say, hi, Amy, I heard you on the radio, she'll give you a free trip. Right, Amy?
Something like that. We'll
work out the details. Almost free. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, give us a real quick report of what is. We've got the evening. That sounds kind of cool, where you go out with on the boat. What time do you leave the dock?
They leave at 5:30.
And because the lobster kind of, you know, as the sun goes down, they go out for a walk, right?
That's right. Pretty nocturnal.
Mm-hmm. So you just put your nets down and get a cup of hot chocolate or maybe some coffee, or if you can sneak something else on. But, anyway.
Peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate.
Great.
That's what I'm talking about, John.
Well, it's not that cold yet.
Right.
But maybe later in the year when it gets towards 60 Christmas.
Degree water temperature, that's pretty cold for me.
Yeah, but the air temperature's in the 70s, Grizz.
That's cold.
Okay.
70, I'm wearing a jacket.
Okay. Well, anyway. Amy, real quickly, Channel Island Sport Fishing, Cisco's.com, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's it.
And it's just, you know, some great inshore fishing, and you've got your right, that's your front door, is the Channel Islands. Some great fishing there, great scenery. What are there still whales cruising up and down the channel?
You know, I think they're out there. They're still doing their thing out there. We will start whale watching again in January.
Okay.
December, actually, the day after Christmas.
Okay. Well, Amy, we appreciate you coming on, and go ahead and go to ChannelIslandSportFishing.com. See if you can make a reservation. Even if Amy's not there, they'll take care of you.
Absolutely. Anyone can help you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks
so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Amy.
Hey, Grizz, that sounds great. That sounds great, but 90-degree water down off of East Cape out in the Golden Gate area?
No, John. Down in the Gorda Banks.
Well, that's just a few miles south.
That's a few miles east.
Southeast.
Outside of San Jose.
Right. Well, no, from East Cape it's down. Anyway.
East Cape it's south.
Yeah. Don't confuse me. I'm not very smart.
I know. I get confused too.
Okay. But, I think that we might have a couple of minutes. We're going to try and check in with Shasta. But in California, where Cal Parks operates a number of different outfits, as of when we're speaking right now, they're not operating. And I think we know why. But hopefully, by the time, you know, people are listening to this throughout the week, because you can tune in anytime, it will be open, but you can always give a call. Go to their website. Because it's a federal government lease, we're not going to go involved in that. But now,
no, we shouldn't go into that by any means, because there's a lot of mixed feelings.
Okay. But anyway, so we should be up on running that run pretty quick. So anyway, get in touch with them, Cal Parks.
And we will do that. Hopefully, they get things going, and all the parks open up, and everybody gets out there and works. Because it's just really sad when we can't go visit our parks because of a money problem.
Well, we're not sure.
But like I said, we won't go there. We won't talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about Baja and the water temperature and the air temperature.
Well, the air temperature is like 90 degrees.
Perfect.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
It gets down to 76 at night, jacket weather.
Yeah.
And the water temperature still hasn't went down yet. It won't go down for a while because it takes a lot of cool nights to get it to settle down. There's still a lot of sun.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. It looks like we're about out of time for this segment, but you're not going anywhere. Speaking of Baja, we have Ramon coming up, hopefully, in a couple of minutes, from the Finisterre. in Cabo San Lucas.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cachuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cachuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cachuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja. BajaResort.com.
It's a beautiful day. What do you say? Let's go fishing. What a wonderful way to spend the day just a fishing. The water on the lake. It's smooth as butter. Let's go fishing. The water on the lake is smooth as glass. We might catch a sunny, we might catch a bass. Oh, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Let's go fishing.
Come on, let's go fishing.
Fish, you know that's true. Most important thing in my life, of course, next to you. And most of my stuff is as good as yours, right down to my favorite lure. I love you, honey. This might be hard, but it really makes me nervous when you touch my rod. Really.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. Hey, Richard, I like that music. Where'd you get that? From me? Oh, okay. I didn't know I could sing. Anyway, we have, this is John Hennigan at Fish Talk Radio, and we have Ramon from the Sandos Los Cabos Resort in Cabo San Lucas, a fantastic five-star all-inclusive experience. And Ramon, you guys have done such a tremendous job. I haven't been down there for a couple of months, but hopefully I'll be seeing you, well, actually in a couple of weeks. So, and maybe I'll even take you fishing. Maybe Grizz will go out with us.
That'd be wonderful, Joel. Thanks. Hi, everybody. So glad to have you guys and have the opportunity to say hi from Santos Finisterra here in Los Cabos. Many of your listeners probably recall the Finisterra, now completely remodeled and redone as the best all-inclusive in the heart of Cabo. That's Sandos Finisterra Los Cabos. Glad to hear to be with you guys.
Well, Ramon, I have to agree with you. And when you say the best in Cabo San Lucas, that is a very high bar to reach.
Well, the thing is that as an all-inclusive resort, a lot of people were originally wondering, why should we have all-inclusive? Well, we're walking distance to all the great restaurants and bars. And I tell them exactly because of that. With the rates that we're featuring, yeah, you don't have to worry about your breakfast, your lunch, and all the meals and the munchies you can have in between. then you're ready for a great time at night. You can walk to your favorite restaurant outside, or you can start with your drinks early and then go for dinner, or the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And we just open up. Remember where the Well Watcher Bar used to be?
Oh, you're right on the top. Yeah. That was a standard for a long time.
That's right. We have just converted it to the Stones Club, which is a new disco up at the top, right next door to the Palapa, where Keith Richards got married. So we have a little theme out there as far as making it Brit, but it's a total club, like a disco, and we play all the 70s, 80s, 90s music, our own DJ. People having the time of their lives, they don't have to be struggling either with the kids or the young guys that are trying to play the beach stuff,
right,
or trying to play the school outing. You have it right here at the resort till 2 a.m. in the morning, and people are having a wonderful time.
Ramon, I've
seen it from down below. Mm-hmm. Ramon, I was, like I said, I was with one of your neighbors the other day, and in the night it looks like a fun place with those lights, and they're purple.
Jason, you should have come up, man. You should have let me know. We'd have you up there.
Ramon, one quick...
Really classy. Yeah, go ahead.
One quick comment. Disco didn't die in Mexico.
Never.
And, you know, the kind of the fun thing is that those of us who, I say, we're over 30, well, maybe over 40, but it's just a lot of fun. It really is, and you know, that's something that, you know, people go up and party, and the whole entertainment down there is so energetic. And anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in because it's kind of a fun thing, and people go, disco? What the heck is disco?
Yeah, anyway. We call it the club, but more likely when people see the lights and the balls, you know, with the crystals and stuff, and it's super state of the art. People are having a great time, and we're getting great comments about it. So they're all welcome to come and join us.
Okay, well, the Grizz was talking a little bit about the weather down in Cabo San Lucas, and to me, I think this is the best time of the year. I've been down to Cabo and Southern Baja in September, in August, in July, in October, and the fishing is really good when the water warms up, but it can be a little warm. And, of course, the warm water is what creates the wind and the rain and the hurricanes. But I would say we're past that for right now. But even if that does happen, it's not as bad as you think. It's not like a storm that lasts for a week. It just kind of blows in, blows out, and you're fishing back in the next day or so. But
definitely right.
Tell us about the weather down there right this minute.
Right now it's beautiful. We got to be hitting probably 78, 79, getting into the 80s or maybe 90s now.
That's the air temperature. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And the water temperature is about the same then, isn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, it feels so beautiful to go out there. We just had a couple of the guys from the waders went out fishing 2 days ago. They came back. They said the four marlins bit. Two of them let go. One of them swallowed the hook, so they had to bring it in. And they had the best ceviche you could think about. It was gorgeous. People are fishing. You can see them from the top of the hotel. All along, people having great stories. We have guests that are coming back with their Dorados or Wahoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's biting right and left. So right now is a great time of the year. We're getting ready for the European Championship from the EFSA, European Fishing Society of Anglers. They're having their championship from the 28th to the 3rd of November. So we're excited about that. Teams from London, England, Spain, Portugal, Germany, Italy, so on and so forth. So it's going to be the very first time here in Cabo, and they're very, very excited. And there's also the great, you know, big tournaments that we're all familiar with down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a friend, it's been 2 weeks ago now, that came out, and he just kind of snuck out. He went down with his family, but you don't go to Cabo and not go fishing. So he took a ponga. he took a ponga out for like 5 hours. And you know where they fished? Right in front of the Finisterre.
There you go.
Within 2 hours, you know, they finally just had to throw the rods down and go in. He ended up, you know, hooking something like 15 or 20 Dorado.
Easy, for sure. it's a common story now. People are having the time of their lives.
Right.
I think it's a great time to pass the word out to people that the rains are gone. The city looks beautiful. You look at the mountains, everything looks green. You know, the desert picks up the water and right away starts blooming.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time. I think,
Perfect.
As you said, that storm should be hopefully gone.
Okay. Ramon and Grizz, we have someone else on the line that neither of you have met. I'd like to consider him a friend of mine. And we're going to be doing some stuff next year. And Jason, by the way, is going to be coming to East Cape with us, Grizz. I want you to meet him. But Jason Grupp, who's a fishing guide all over the world, is on the line with us listening in. And I'd like to bring him on, and maybe he's got a couple of questions and you have about him, about putting some trips together for next year. Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, what do you think? You ready to go?
I can't wait to get down there. I was just telling, I was fishing early this morning with a client, and I couldn't stop talking about Cabo. Well, I'm looking forward to getting down there. I'm also looking forward, you know, not only getting on the sport fishing boats and going out for the big stuff, but I'm also thinking about hitting the surf in front of some of those resorts. I know those beaches can be pretty good down there. Mm-hmm. Ramon, do you get a lot of people that like to surf fish down in front of your resort down there?
Yes, it's been doing more regularly. Right now, we're trying to get, and we need experts like you guys to help us out here with our entertainment team and guys with activities to give us a little heads up, because the surf, as you know, at the Finisterre Beach, Chris, you live here almost, man, so you know.
Yeah, I fished a lot. You got to remember, Ramon, before you guys took over the Finisterre, I was there at least 7 nights a week, a month. So we get television shows right there.
Grizz, I think the computer is doing something to your connection. So let's see if that works out okay. Ramon, are you still all right?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, Grizz, stay tuned there, and if you have to, you can call back. Grizz, your connection's not good, so hang on for a second, and why don't you just give a call back in if you wouldn't mind. In the meantime, we have got Ramon and Jason, and we've got we're talking about surf fishing in front of the Finisterre. They're a little bit later in
people
the year.
Do it, yeah.
A little bit later in the year when the Sierra mackerel or the Sierras come in, that's where they're at.
Exactly.
And you can, of course, Jason can probably throw a fly, you know, farther than I can, throw a bait
like
caster.
A golfer, but, huh?
Yeah. But, Jason, have you ever done that for Sierras along the surf?
Yeah, you know, I've done a little bit here and there. I've done a lot over in Mazatlan for roosters and, you know, just kind of jumped all around the different places for different species. And I may throw a line when I'm down there in November. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I would certainly suggest that. And, you know, there's some things that you go after just for fun and some things you want to go after because you need some ceviche. But the mackerel, the
I'm
sheer
back,
mackerel.
John.
Oh, God. Good, Chris. We were missing you, buddy.
Yeah, well, what I was saying there to Ramon, excuse me for butting in, but I used to stay 7 to 10 nights a week at the Finisterre. So I fished all, surf fished all in front of there. And we made 2 television shows about it there, mm-hmm. surf fishing in front of the Finisterre. It's great fishing. You got to know what you're doing to do it. You don't want to get out there and stand waist high
there's
in the
a
water because it does have some pretty bad waves, but it is good.
Grizz, let's bring Jason back on. We've only got about a minute left. He may have some questions about what we're going to be doing, and we've got a plan for doing something very exciting, maybe in September next year, sponsored with the Finisterre. But if Ramon, now's a good time to talk to Jason for about 30 seconds and see if he has any thoughts on some fishing, surf fishing, and bringing some people down.
Yeah, well, Jason, one of the things that we were talking about is that, of course, September is really the Independence Month in Mexico. It's not Cinco de Mayo like everybody else and Corona make the Americans believe. So we were just throwing some ideas out there, and if there is a way for us to network together to throw out a tournament in September, you know, with as John was saying, you know, you can get a bad day of rain, and then you can have beautiful 5 days of wonderful weather. But September 15 and 16th are ideal days for Mexico and for Americans to come and live the experience of Cabo. Great food, great weather, and not only that, the party that is going on here, it's the real Mexico.
Yeah, it is. Well, Jason is going to come on probably before, but certainly after we get back, because we're going to see you in the beginning of November. So we're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to taking Ramon out fishing. He lives there, but he has to work all the time, so we're going to kidnap him for a day. So anyway, we're going to have to take a break here in a second. We do have Grizz is going to be hanging in with us. And Jason, we appreciate you coming on. And you're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V Power Premium Gasoline today and let the excitement begin.
Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio in the City of Peace, La Paz, Baja California. We have the Grizz and our very special guest today. We have Tom McNamara from a company that we need to know a lot more about. So, Tom, if you don't mind, give us a quick idea about what Mudhole is, what you guys got going, and some things about you might be able to help us with.
Mudhole Custom Tackle is a rod building component supply company, as well as fly tying supply and lure crafting for people that build their own fishing rods, tie their own flies, and craft their own lures. We ship worldwide throughout the United States. We're located here in Orlando, Florida, and we're in the education business of getting people hooked on custom rod building.
Tom, we want to hear a lot more about it. Could you do me a favor and bring the volume up? Because we have Grizz on the line with us, and he...
And I'm a long ways away, and I can hardly hear you,
buddy.
Well,
the problem is we only have one control for the phones, and Grizz is going to overpower you if you don't belt it out. But we've got that you are... Well, tell us a little bit more about the company itself, and we're going to get into rod building and custom repair and that type of stuff. Go ahead, Tom.
Sure. The company's actually been around for over 30 years. I've been in charge of it for about 12 now. It really grew out of Mudhole is the name of a fishing grounds off the canyon in New Jersey where the store originally started. And We relocated it down to Florida. We supply components for the fishing industry, manufacturers, as well as mainly the hobbyists on a retail basis throughout the United States and throughout the world.
Well, Tom, you've got the components, and I know that you do a lot more than what you just mentioned. You build components, you build blanks, correct?
Well, we have the blanks built for us to our specifications, whether here in the United States or offshore. We have a blank designer in-house with years of experience. We specify the tapers, the mandrels, the type of materials, depending on the fishing application where we see the need for a blank, and then have the blanks manufactured and ship them out of here. But, yeah, you're right. We do a lot of stuff. We probably have 45,000 different parts that we sell. There is a tremendous amount more to fishing rods than people realize because we're selling everything from a ice rod to a deep jigging rod to a salmon steelhead rod and fly rods, everything in between. So there's a tremendous amount.
Do you do anything for big game saltwater?
Definitely. We go up to unlimited class fly rods, or unlimited fly rods and stand-up rods and chair rods up to the 130 class is pretty much the upper end for most people.
Wow. Tom, we talked a little bit before. A couple of quick questions. First of all, why a custom rod? And just the concept of a custom rod sounds very, very expensive. And then, of course, if you can, is that something you can do yourself? Why don't you give us an idea?
Sure. We are very much in the education business of getting people to build their own fishing rod, trying to make it as simple as possible. Custom rods can run the gamut just like a fishing rod in a store can run. You can get a low-end rod or you can get a very expensive, almost collector piece rod. Rod building itself is very straightforward. It's not very difficult. It requires some simple glue and some simple tools. And if you have a little bit of dexterity in your fingers, you can pretty much do it. I equate it to fly tying. It takes a couple little tools, some know-how. Once you get the basics down, the sky's the limit as far as the quality of components, the colors you use, the selection of product that you put together. Rod building itself is something that's kind of been around for years and years, but with the advent of the Internet and more mail-order catalogs, we're able to spread the world or educate people on how to do it much easier rather than just relying on a local club. You can get on YouTube and download the videos.
Well, just real quickly, if you were interested in, would you go to the website or how would you find that? And what is your website?
Sure. Our website is www.mudhole.com.
That's
just
easy.
Like it sounds.
Okay.
M-U-D-H-O-L-E.
Well, to summarize, if someone wants to make a custom rod, you have all the tools, all the components, and all the instructions needed to do it. Now, how would a custom rod compare in price with a factory quality rod?
In the upper end factory quality rod, you could probably build as good a rod, if not better, in a custom rod. You're not going to be able to compete with a $29 Mark
right.
rod.
Right.
But when you get into people that are more application specific and have a hard time going to the store and buying an off-the-shelf rod, that's a great customer to get into custom rod building because they can pick out a blank specific for their needs. And then on that blank, if they have large hands, they can build a large handle or a small handle, whatever the case may be. If they like a longer butt or a shorter butt, the placement of the reel seat, they can build the rod even around the reel. If they have a specific reel with a large foot or a large stem on it or a high slope, they can build the rod to fit the reel as well as the fishing application that they are going to be fishing in. So price point wise, you can run the gamut. You can spend a little bit. We have kits that start at $39 and that go over $400. So you can really run the whole range up and down depending on what you want to accomplish at the end of the day. We teach in schools. Schools children build these things. A lot of retirees will build them. Hardcore anglers that are looking for a better fishing tool. And it's not just about building new rods. We get into a lot of repair work. Guys that have their favorite rod, we can accomplish their repair. We don't do the repair, but we'll sell you the parts to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you break an eye, we have replacement eyes, we have the thread, We have the glue, and we have the education on YouTube. It'll show you how to repair a guide, how to cut the old one off, how to wrap a new one on it, so you can go back to using your favorite rod.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, repairs. That's huge. That is huge. Now, one of the things that happens fairly frequently, I mean, if you lose an eye on your rod for some reason it breaks, it's not usually going to stop your day. But if you lose the tip, that's a problem. And if you, matter of fact, I suggest people bring an extra tip in their box just in case, because sometimes that happens. But if you've got one, is there a quick, easy way to replace it while you're on the boat?
Yeah, there is. You of course have to have a replacement tip with you, and we sell boxes, kits, a selection of sizes that will fit different size rods for different applications. So you carry the kit with you in your tackle box, and really just a cigarette lighter, lightly heat the tip, pull it off with a towel, and simple hot melt glue to put the tip back on again, and you're back in action. But you need to have the tip with you, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just actually heat it up, and it'll probably work for the rest of the day. So that's a great tip, because that's a problem. Now, Grizz, he never makes mistakes, but sometimes your equipment does, right, Grizz?
Well, I make mistakes, but I just don't tell anybody. And if my equipment makes a mistake, it's my fault, generally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've broken rods on big tuna. I've broken a lot of rods on big tuna. But that's because, the rods are banged up and stuff in some of these boats that you go out on, and you go to crank down on it hard, and it blows up on you. But it's always great, like he says, to have a kit with you at all times. The tip top, that always has a problem with getting in the door, a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go on and on and on. It was stepping on it in the boat.
Yeah.
So, we've replaced a lot of them because that happens. But, normally that's in the bass rods and stuff like that. The big rods we use out, we generally keep them out of the way where we don't step on them and we don't shut cars on them.
Well, like I said, it's a good point because, even if you lose a couple inches off the tip of your rod, generally that's not going to ruin your day. So that's not a bad idea. Now, the other thing, Tom, that I think that is equally important is the tools that people work with are, if you've got good ones, they last forever. Now, when if you're a mechanic, you buy the best tools. And if you're an angler, even a part-time aficionado, you'd like to have good equipment because good equipment lasts almost forever. But it does sometimes need repair. The other part of it is the pride of using something that you built yourself.
Absolutely. The satisfaction of catching a fish on a rod you built yourself, or even take it into the stage of building the lure on the custom rod, it doesn't get any more satisfying than that. The look on a kid's face, my son, he's built rods and caught fish on it, and it's an incredible experience to take it with a youngster from the very beginning of, "Dad, what is this? How does it work?" to, "Wow, I caught a fish on it." And it really, really gets the kids hooked on fishing, as well as adults. We can't, as much as we like to fish all year round, but unfortunately weather in the northern states prohibits that. So we have a lot of northern customers that during the winter time, they're tuning up their tackle.
Mm-hmm.
They're rebuilding the tackle, or they're building a rod for the next year. And we get a lot of photos on our Facebook page from customers that caught a fish on the rod they built. And the satisfaction of doing that, as you said, is very fulfilling to the whole fishing experience.
Oh, yeah. You can just pick up the rod and it brings back memories. And, and it's something that you're talking about your kid. Some of the rods that you have, he may be able to use or give to his son.
Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of other customization. Even if you have an existing rod, we talked about tip tops, but a lot of times the handles will get worn out. The EVA or the foam will get dented. There's ways to fix that. The cork on a bass rod will get dirty or chipped, or a mice will eat it. There's ways to fix that. There's ways to customize, if you have your favorite rod, to maybe enhance a little bit more, put colors on it that represent the college you graduated from, or the NFL teams that you like and you enjoy. So beyond just building a rod from scratch, mm-hmm. there's ways to improve upon what you currently have.
That's great. Well, we're going to be getting close on time, so we want to make sure people, to summarize, get in touch with Mudhole, and whether you want to build a rod, repair a rod, just put your name on it, something you can keep and be proud of, and get some tips. So it is mudhole.com, correct, Tom?
Yes, and we have a free catalog there. We'll mail it anywhere.
Okay, thank you for coming on. We really appreciate that. We hope to bring you back. Grizz, we appreciate you also. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.